In the first two blog posts, I talk about number one, opening my mind to possibility, and number two, validating felt sensation in my body. These two actions had helped me to cross a threshold into a new land. The soil here was fertile, and magic filled the air. It was apparent from this place that the universe was conspiring to help me. Where was I? I resonated strongly with Cynthia Brzezolt's use of the term imaginal realm when I heard her speak of it. In her book, Eye of the Heart, she says, quote, "It is called imaginal because while it is invisible to the physical eye, it is still clearly perceptible through the eye of the heart, which is in fact what the word imagination specifically implies in its original Islamic context, direct perception through the eye of the heart, not through mental reflection or fantasy," end quote. For those of you who are thinking that I may have gone a little off the deep end or have been taking psychedelics, I assure you I have not. I am still rooted firmly in this conscious reality, but I have become aware of another dimension that is also here. It's been here all along, as far as I can tell, but I was not tuned into it before. Now that I am trying to decipher and write about this dimension, I understand why the language of the mystics can seem so cryptic. It's difficult to capture the essence of this realm through speech. It is too elusive to be concretized using words. It can be felt or experienced, however, and therefore known. This is why the second action of validating felt sensation was essential for my crossing over into this new land. To feel the unencumbered flow of energy in my body is to know the spirit of this dimension. For most of my life, I had unknowingly been using my thoughts to circumvent the energy flow in my body, and in doing so, I was also blocking the transmission of information that the energy contained. This is what Michael Singer helped me to understand through his book, The Untethered Soul, and this is what the practice of energetic inquiry is helping me to discover experientially. Slowly, slowly, I am learning to know, or shall I say realize, things via a direct transmission of information that seems to bypass my thinking mind.